The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading. Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is a beautiful, bright Monday here, the 12th of June. I'm sitting in Janet Cimarelli's palatial office, and have we got a show for you today. And I'm looking forward to hearing from Janet, who happens to be up at the WWNN studios up in Boca Raton. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al.
I trust that you had a nice weekend as well.
I had a lovely weekend. Thank you. And you?
Extremely well. It was
wonderful.
Really, really nice. And, of course, the situation in the parking lot here is completely back to normal. All the water is gone. The place has been totally cleaned up, and we are ready for business. And I want to remind our listeners that the entire store will be 10% off through June 30th. And on July 1st, which is a Saturday from 9 to 6, we have a tremendous health fair going on. We're expecting somewhere around 50 vendors that will be here giving away samples, literature, coupons, taste testing, and a whole host of other things that are going on July 1st, Saturday from 9 to 6. Some of the companies that will be participating, we have Garden of Life, New Chapter, Jarrow, Organic India, Ancient Nutrition, Rainbow Light, American Bioscience, Ilwa, Europharma, NeoCell, UP4, Natural Factors, Nature's Answer, Nature's Way, Flora, Rise Bars, Oracacia, Janet's Best, and a whole host of many other fine companies that we do business with here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. So put it on your calendar. It's one fair that you definitely want to attend. It'll be worth your while. Janet, why don't we talk about the subject that we had planned on for today, which I think is most important for not only for the people that are listening to the show, but for the people I want to share this with, because the topic that you've chosen for today affects everybody. So why don't we get started?
Okay, so I hope we're on the same page because I sent you an email about today's topic. And so what I wanted to talk about is an epidemic, a deficiency epidemic. And far too many people have no clue that the health challenges that they are experiencing have to do with this deficiency. And they are just totally surprised when they find out about this deficiency. And so I have a little bit of a quiz. So those listeners out there, if you have a pencil and paper, you might jot down these different aspects of these different symptoms, these different health challenges, and we'll see what the common thread might be. Okay, so the quiz has to do with if you're experiencing any of these issues, then you are very possibly among the people in this epidemic, this deficiency epidemic. Okay, so what's the quiz? Do you ever suffer from muscle cramps? A Charlie horse. Are you awakened sometimes at night and you have to hop out of bed and walk around to ease a cramp either in your calf or your thigh, possibly in your back, your shoulder? Muscle cramps. Okay. Anyone out there dealing with insomnia that you can't get to sleep? And if you do get to sleep, you awaken very frequently, or you're a very light sleeper, so the slightest disturbance makes you come full awake. Maybe you're dealing with fatigue. Okay, what's one of the most common reasons for someone to visit with a physician? Fatigue. Doc, why am I so tired? I get out of bed in the morning and I'm tired. I have my breakfast and I'm tired. I exercise and I'm tired. So this overwhelming fatigue that never seems to be lifted. Okay, here, this might apply to some Floridians driving on the interstate or on our congested roads. Are you irritable? Does the slightest little thing tick you off? Are you cranky? So there never seems to be a time when you're without that underlying irritation. Here's another one that I deal with so much when I'm doing a counseling session: anxiety. And unfortunately, so many different individuals that I'm talking to, because of the anxiety, because of the crippling aspect of the anxiety, that it absolutely prevents them from accomplishing what they want to do during the course of the day, or embark on projects, do some socializing. Anxiety. So do you suffer with overwhelming anxiety? Headaches. It's interesting. So the headaches would come in many different forms, and they actually include migraines. And the statistics with regard to the migraines are staggering. One in five Americans will experience some form of a migraine attack over the course of the year. Kind of associated with the irritability, anxiety, is the jittery. So have you seen those little spinners that some kids may be walking around with? That they're jittery, and one of the ways to dissipate that jitteriness, those spinners. Well, are you shaking your foot when you're sitting down? Do you have difficulties staying still? Are you jittery? Those people who've been diagnosed with diabetes, maybe your A1C is high, or maybe you are dealing with an elevated blood sugar. You might even be taking medication for it. So if you've been diagnosed with diabetes, that's one of the issues that people deal with that may be associated with this deficiency epidemic I'm speaking about. Obesity. Now, this is interesting because when you take a look at the statistics over, let's say, the past 30 years, the size and weight of most Americans has dramatically increased. So if you're dealing with intractable weight gain, that you try many different approaches and still the ability of your body to break down foods, use the food for fuel, and not gain weight, if you're dealing with a significant body mass index like over 30, obesity is one of the symptoms associated with this deficiency epidemic. And the last one that seems to be extremely common, though I believe that all of these different points that I have discussed just now, all of these different points are relatively common. And that's what makes it an epidemic. So many people are dealing with this. Okay, now is the time for truth to be told. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the mineral magnesium. I bet many of our listeners had already decided that's where I was going with this deficiency, because so many of our listeners are just really well educated with regard to nutrient status. So over the course of the show, I'm going to talk to you about how it is that so many people came to be deficient in magnesium and how they can literally turn their health picture around so you minimize the possibility that you might be experiencing any of these diagnoses or any of these health challenges. There are I talk to so many people and they are very interested in taking that test, 23andMe, to find out a little bit about their genetic makeup and possibly what their ancestral origins might be. Well, in addition to finding out where you came from, who your ancestors might be, you certainly have a lot of information about genetic, the health of your genes, the ability of your genes to function. And it's interesting because when you are investigating the human genome, you find that almost 4,000 proteins have binding sites for magnesium. So that gives you a little bit of an insight into how critically important magnesium is in how your body is meant to run. I talked last week about zinc and how more than 400 different detox pathways are dependent on your zinc status. Well, over 350 biochemical processes require magnesium in order to keep your body going. Crucially important to understand that if you're looking at your serum blood test and you see, okay, well, there's my potassium, there's my magnesium, and there's my calcium, there's my potassium. Very, very rare occasions you will see a magnesium level. More to come on that area of your blood test. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Mr. Al Foreman, and we are talking to you about health and wellness from a nutritional point of view. This is the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour, and I'll be right back after these messages.
Channel Juice is the innovative way to get the benefits of super juices in two easy-to-swallow capsules. Pomegranate benefits without the sugar. Acai, noni, koji berry magnesine, lychee in two easy-to-swallow capsules. Easy to carry with you to work, when traveling, or just too busy to juice. Antioxidants that provide immune support benefits in two capsules. Find out more at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, a half mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center. Come in and speak to our friendly and knowledgeable team.
Have you decided to follow a gluten-free lifestyle? So many have found that living gluten-free is helpful in reducing gastrointestinal problems, allergic reactions, headaches, joint and muscle pain, and also for shedding those extra pounds. For a selection of gluten-free products at awesome prices, come shop today at Save-A-Lot. Shop today for your gluten-free pasta, your cereals, cookies, baking mixes, and more. Find them all at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. And Janet really hit the nail on the head with this particular topic of magnesium. I have in front of me, Janet, let me just read you off what I have. We have the Source Natural Magnesium Malate. We have the Now Magnesium Potassium Aspartate. We have Solgar Chelated Magnesium. We have the Magnesium Caps from Twin Lab. We have Cal Magnesium Glycinate 400 powder. We have the Cardiovascular Research Magnesium Taurate 180 capsules. We have Jarrow Magnesium Optimizer 100 tablets. Country Life Calcium Magnesium 240 tablets. Nutricology Magnesium Chloride Liquid. Life Extension Magnesium Cap 500 milligram. Trace Mineral Mega Mag 400 milligram in a dropper bottle. And Carlson Liquid Magnesium in a 400 milligram soft gel. So we have, this is only a sample of the variety of magnesium products we have here at Save-A-Lot. But I know magnesium being the topic, Janet, the difference between the different types of magnesium and how they're put together, I know will be coming up in the rest of the show. So I'm going to turn it back to you.
Okay, so magnesium, so many to choose from. That's the dilemma here. How do you go about choosing the right magnesium for you? So this is interesting because the article that I'm looking at, the number one reason that they're talking about has to do with migraines. So just a little bit more background to understand your blood chemistry, to understand how dramatically comprehensive magnesium status is in your body. Okay, so we all know that plants are green. We all know that chlorophyll is the substance that actually allows the plants to gather light and use that sunlight for energy. What we might not necessarily understand is that chlorophyll has a very close resemblance to human blood, to hemoglobin in your blood. What's the difference between the mineral makeup of chlorophyll found in plants and the hemoglobin found in human blood? Well, the difference is that the plants have iron. They have oxygen-binding iron in the chlorophyll, and that your hemoglobin has magnesium. So anybody who is interested in certainly building up the beneficial chemistry of their bodies, anybody who's interested in detoxifying, allowing the different ingredients, components of your blood to be very active and get rid of, push out toxins from the blood, chlorophyll is a way to go. Well, of equal importance for the maintenance of a balanced blood chemistry is magnesium. So just a little tiny insight into the biochemistry, chlorophyll, magnesium, hemoglobin, all of that. And I hope by explaining that in just a very minimal way, people understand the critical importance of magnesium. So magnesium-rich foods. We certainly do need to be choosing magnesium-rich foods, and as we go on through the show, I'll be talking about some of those foods. So there was some research with regard to migraines, and as I said, one in five Americans will have some form of a migraine attack over the course of a year, and some will have very long-lasting migraine headaches. They go on for days. So what are some of the symptoms associated with those migraine attacks? One side of your head is absolutely throbbing. You're very sensitive to bright lights. You're very sensitive to different sounds. There might be nasal congestion. You might not be able to think straight, and you certainly may feel nauseous. So this is a University of Vermont study of 133 patients, and they're using 500 milligrams of magnesium oxide for 3 months. Now, is magnesium oxide the best form of magnesium to get into your cells, to get into your bloodstream? Not really. It can be distressing to your digestive system. So for somebody who's dealing with nausea, to have a form of magnesium that is so distressing to your digestive system possibly is not the best choice. But it cut the number of days, the frequency and severity of their migraine. So magnesium oxide, so inexpensive. But if you were to go to Source Naturals magnesium malate that Al was just saying is available, and I should say at jaw-dropping prices at Save-A-Lot, if you were to go to the Source Natural magnesium malate, that has a very much better possibility of dealing with some of the symptoms of the migraine. If you were to go to the chelated magnesium that Al mentioned, once again, what is that chelation process, the ability to chelate a mineral? What does that mean? It means that it's bound to an amino acid, and when it's bound to an amino acid, it has kind of like this guided missile technology. You have the magnesium being shuttled exactly to the area of your body that needs it. So you might think about taking a look at the different magnesiums that are available, keeping in mind that when you take a look at those different forms, you might just have a little bit of you might have some questions. You might be somewhat confused. So here's the way that you can address that. I'll be available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center this afternoon from 2 to 5. So come on in and talk to me. If you have questions about what type of magnesium that's going to be the most efficient to address your health issues, come on in and I'll sit down with you. We'll go through possibly your list of symptoms and I'll give you some guidance. Now, is this absolute? Is it 100% that you're able to, with the first magnesium you experiment with, that you're going to get results? Well, keep in mind that that University of Vermont study was 3 months long. So you have to make a commitment to taking the magnesium over a period of 3 months. I can give you guidance, but you must make a commitment as well. Okay, so we're talking about so many different issues. Magnesium has the capacity to minimize the possibility you may die from cardiovascular disease. There is a study published in the journal Atherosclerosis. They found that people with low magnesium were more than twice as likely to die of heart disease. Why is that? Well, you can find out with a specific study that gives you information on heart rate variability. That heart rate variability information also gives you information on arterial flexibility. What's one of the things that's going to prevent your arteries from being flexible? Calcium deposits in the wall of the artery makes them stiff. So instead of being very, very flexible, muscle-like, they are stiff and inflexible like your bones. And when you add magnesium into the mix, your body's much better able to process calcium and keep calcium in your skeleton rather than depositing in soft tissue. So what is the form of magnesium that you might choose with regard to lowering your heart disease risk? Charo Formula's Magnesium Optimizer, a very nice combination, potassium, magnesium, taurine. Potassium's going to provide that electrical stimulation for a normal heartbeat. The magnesium going to allow you to process calcium. Your heart needs to contract with the calcium, relax with the magnesium. And the taurine is crucially important for not only managing a normal heartbeat and heart rate, it has a calming effect, and the activity of the taurine is also very beneficial for managing fats. We talked a little bit also, I mentioned that Source Natural magnesium malate. What has magnesium malate been shown to do? This was the result. This is just one study out of many, 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 many. If you're dealing with fibromyalgia, so a double-blind placebo-controlled study, that's like a drug study. They're going to evaluate all of the patients. They're going to use a number of different controls. So double-blind placebo-controlled study from University of Texas shows that magnesium malate improves pain and tenderness in fibromyalgia patients. Sometimes fibromyalgia patients may have some of the same symptoms that migraine sufferers have, that kind of brain fog, insomnia, not only that muscle tenderness and pain. So Source Natural magnesium malate, using that on a daily basis. Now remember, if you want to evaluate your body's responsiveness to these different forms of magnesium, and in my opinion, sometimes you need a combination of different forms of magnesium, a little bit of the magnesium oxide, and then one of the chelated versions, and possibly to focus on a specific chelating agent. So it could be taurate, it could be malate, it could be glycinate, it could be a variety of different types of chelated forms of magnesium, and as an individual, you might need to evaluate your magnesium status as well as get the information about which is the best choice to make. You're tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. Keep in mind, this Save a Lot Nutrition Hour is brought to you by the Save a Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7. Keep in mind, the parking lot is high and dry. Save a Lot Nutrition Center, ready and open for business. If you're looking for us, put Penn Dutch Supermarket Margate into your GPS. That'll take you right to us. If you're having difficulty finding the Save a Lot Nutrition Center, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Mr. Al Foreman, and we'll be right back. Come to my office at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. I can evaluate your blood work to determine the beneficial activity of your supplements. For comprehensive testing information and personalized recommendations, speak with me, Janet Cimarelli, and get the guidance needed to achieve meaningful results for your personal health issues. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is located at 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center in Margate.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health? Now you can conveniently schedule consultations with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionalist, at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations in her office with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Come see Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center and tune in to hear Janet on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m., right here on WNN.
Honey, this is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Monday, the 12th of June, and Janet Cimarelli is broadcasting up at the WWNN studios of Boca Raton. She will be here to answer any questions or concerns that you may have with your health program. And she will be here from 2 to 5 today to tackle those issues with you personally. Tomorrow she'll be here from 11 to 2. Wednesday she's off. Friday she'll be here from 4 to 7. And Saturday she will be taking off this week. So please, if you have to see Janet this week, make sure you come in here between today, tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday. Most appreciated. And as a reminder, if you hadn't heard the top of the show, we have a giant health fair going on July 1st, which is Saturday. July 1st from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m., you'll get to meet representatives from about 50 different companies that we do business with here. You'll be getting samples, taste testings, coupons, literature, and a whole host of other fine products from these particular companies that will be here from 9 to 6 on July 1st. So mark it on your calendar. And, of course, as you heard, from now until the end of June, everything at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center will be an additional 10% off the everyday low price. And if you're ever curious about the price of a product, all we ask you to do is call us. All you need is the barcode on the bottle. And if you give us the barcode, we'll be more than happy to give you our selling price on any particular product that we have here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. We're talking about thousands upon thousands of products from all well-known companies that you're familiar with. And the phone number to call is 754-307-1655. Again, 754-307-1655. And we'll be more than happy to give you the price as long as you give us the barcode number from the bottle. And Janet, I know you have a lot more information to share with our listeners about magnesium. So it's back to you.
Okay. Thanks, Al. All right. So we've talked about heart disease. We've talked about migraines, fibromyalgia. It might be surprising to some people that magnesium deficiency is really common when you're talking about diabetes, elevated A1C, elevated glucose level, metabolic syndrome. Those are typically what you might hear your doctor speaking to you about if your glucose level is high or your A1C test is high. And maybe you've been diagnosed with diabetes, and maybe you have been using medication for a number of months. Maybe you have been dealing with very unstable blood sugar. Even though you are focused, you're doing your best to eat on a schedule, you're doing your best to eliminate those foods that are likely to cause blood sugar instability, and you're taking your medication. Maybe you're even taking chromium, and maybe you're taking vanadium. Source Natural has a beautiful combination of chromium and vanadium. Jarrow Formulas has a fabulous alpha lipoic sustain that is so incredibly efficient at maintaining a cap, so to speak, on the instability of your blood sugar readings. Maybe you're using cinnamon on a regular basis. Possibly you're even using a cinnamon supplement in addition to using the spice on a regular basis. Well, as I said, magnesium deficiency is very common among type 2 diabetics. Now, is this a cause of their diabetes? I'm not saying that. Is this the result of their diabetes that they're deficient in magnesium? I'm not saying that. It is just that it has been found to have some connection. So those people with a blood sugar instability issue, if they're having difficulty managing their diabetes, and it might be those people who are experiencing some forms of neuropathy, that maybe the soles of their feet are a little tingly. Maybe there's numbness in the soles of their feet. Maybe there's some tingling or neuropathy in their fingertips. Possibly they're dealing with coronary artery disease. So, if you have been diagnosed with diabetes and you're experiencing either neuropathy or some form of heart disease has been diagnosed, you might take a little bit of information here. There was a Harvard study that found that the diabetics taking over 300 milligrams daily for 16 weeks, so we're talking 4 months here, those people, over 300 milligrams of magnesium, 4 months, significantly improved their fasting blood sugar levels as well as their HDL cholesterol. So what's an issue that is plaguing so many people diagnosed with diabetes? That, yes, indeed, their cholesterol profile is not in the proper ratio, where you have a high supported above, let's say above 50, even better above 60 HDL on your blood report, and very much suppressed LDL level, let's say ideally under 130, acceptable under 150. So your HDL over 60, your LDL under 130, beautiful, beautiful ratio there. And what about your triglycerides? Your triglycerides are a response to the carbs that you might be ingesting as part of your diet. And instead of those carbs being used up efficiently as a source of energy, they are converted into triglycerides and stored as fats. How are you going to begin a very simple, focused approach to manage your diabetes? Magnesium. Now, what is the form of magnesium that's going to be most beneficial for you? I would say you want to absolutely take a look at a chelated magnesium formula. Life Extension has a formula just called magnesium caps. It's 500 milligrams of a variety of different forms of magnesium. Awesome to focus your magnesium support efforts. Any of the different magnesiums that Al Foreman was mentioning earlier, possibly magnesium glycinate. So it's very interesting, because if you're dealing with possibly some anxiety, possibly depression, so I mentioned the neuropathy and the coronary artery disease, coronary heart disease, very often that may well be accompanied by sensations of anxiety, depression. Maybe you're dealing with constipation. The magnesium glycinate actually is one of the forms of magnesium that is least likely to have any kind of a bowel impact, let's say. So sometimes people begin with magnesium and their first response is they are dealing with stomach cramps, abdominal cramps, and diarrhea. But when you're choosing magnesium glycinate, that is much less likely to occur. So crucially important to understand there are forms of magnesium out there that are going to be dramatically supportive of managing the diabetes. So your A1C and your glucose level should respond. They might not come down dramatically, but they will stabilize. And where are the damages coming from when you're dealing with diabetes? It's instability with your blood sugar. Your blood sugar's going high, then it's going low. And along with those highs and lows are changes in personality, changes in brain function, changes in energy, changes in your ability to fall asleep and stay asleep. One of the reasons that I talk to people about magnesium and blood sugar issues and possibly what they should be eating before they go to bed at night, when you are sleeping and your blood sugar drops dramatically, you are going to startle awake. And you might find that your heartbeat is a little irregular. You're just startled. It's a very unpleasant situation. So what's one of the things that's going to be helpful for that? Magnesium. Stabilize your blood sugar. You won't have that sudden drop in the middle of the night with your blood sugar, and consequently you are going to be able to sleep through the night and awaken in a more rested way. This is interesting. There is information that show low magnesium levels are related to higher rates of colorectal cancer. So this was a study that was done in China that confirms higher magnesium intakes are associated with a lower risk of colorectal cancer, especially colon cancer. So how can that be? We've been told we need calcium and vitamin D to protect us from the risk of developing colon cancer, which is a significant threat here in the United States for a variety of reasons, not just the calcium, magnesium, vitamin D, but certainly also the exposure that we have to chlorine, fluoride, the exposure that we have to antibiotics that are in our foods, and the inability to replace those beneficial bacteria in our guts. But here is something very affordable and certainly easy enough to do that's going to have a wide range of beneficial impacts on your health. And that is, add your magnesium or increase your magnesium, or at least test what your magnesium level might be. And then you will find out whether you are in a range that is protective because of your magnesium level. You are tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Mr. Al Foreman. And a reminder that Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the city of Margate, brings you the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, 10 to 11, Monday through Friday. And keep in mind, if you go to SaveALotNutritionCenters.com, you will be able to see all of the shows that we have been doing since last August. Even before the Save A Lot Nutrition Center opened, we were doing Save A Lot Nutrition Hour. Okay, stay tuned, because I'm going to tell you how you can test to get the best information about your magnesium level. So stay tuned. I'll be right back after these messages. Save-A-Lot prices can't be beat. Come find new chapter, Garden of Life, Mega Food, Kyolic, Quality of Life, Solgar, Nordic Naturals, Nature's Answer, Vibrant Health, Renew Life, Himalaya, LifeFlow, Charo Formulas, so many different brands at unbelievable prices. Skincare, cosmetics, it's all here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. 754-307-1655. Come see us. Come see the fantastic inventory. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. 754-307-1655.
Save-A-Lot has the entire spectrum of products to support your good health. Let's begin with those choices of organic foods at Save-A-Lot. Minimize your exposure to artificial chemicals found in fertilizers, pesticides, and GMOs. Choose organic foods and support your good health as well as supporting ethical food practices. Come into Save-A-Lot and see your organic food choices at great prices. The best prices. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. Half mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Plaza. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Janet Cimarelli is up at the WWNN studios up in Boca Raton. She will be here today to answer any questions you may have about the topic or any other health concerns that you may be facing. And she will be here from 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock today. Tomorrow, Tuesday, she's here from 11 to 2. Wednesday, she's off. Thursday, she'll be here from 4 to 7.
I'm sorry.
11. All right. I'll let you say it, Jen.
11 to 2 on Thursdays.
And Friday from 4 to 7.
Right.
And Saturday, you'll be taking off. And so if you have intentions of seeing Janet this week, please visit her either today, tomorrow, Thursday, or Friday. And as a reminder, again, we have a great holiday health fair going on July 1st. That's a Saturday from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. And right now, up until 8 o'clock tonight when we're open, which is the rest of the week as well, Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. We are running an additional 10% off the everyday low price of everything at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. If you'd like to get a price quote on what we sell a product for, feel free to give us a call at 754-307-1655. That's 754-307-1655. And all you need is the barcode from the bottle that you're requesting a price on. In order for us to give you the price, we must have the barcode number to make sure we're giving you the accurate price of what you're looking for. And Janet, I know we only have one segment left, and you have a whole lot more information to share with our listeners on the topic of magnesium. So back to you.
Thank you, Al. And yes, so the last segment, I usually have to talk really fast because there's lots left over that I didn't get to do in the course of the show. Interesting. Magnesium deficiency can be related to reproductive health. So once again, we see those fertility clinics in almost every city, maybe more than one fertility clinic. So reproductive situations being so important with regard to so many different other health issues, and that reproductive health, you might be seeking out very strong medical and hormonal intervention when the underlying issue that does need to be supported is magnesium. And how to test your magnesium level. Your serum magnesium is not going to tell you your true magnesium status. So what you do need to address would be testing your red blood cell magnesium level, and it just shows RBC magnesium, RBC mag on your blood test. And if it does not say RBC, if it does not say red blood cell magnesium level, it's a serum test and it's not giving you quality information. Well, oral contraceptives, hormone replacement therapy, all of those two things do contribute to, unfortunately, magnesium deficiency. Diuretics and certainly laxatives can make magnesium deficiency worse. So I have really, really good news. One of the best ways to get your magnesium, dark chocolate. So all of you ladies out there who are having a little bit of dark chocolate, or maybe you're craving dark chocolate, maybe that is an indication that possibly you're magnesium deficient. So they're in a 3.5 ounce bar. Now, I'm going to say that's a little bit much. You want a smaller serving of dark chocolate, in my opinion, but you're getting a nice serving of magnesium. So that might be one of the reasons why the caffeine in dark chocolate doesn't tend to make people have difficulty sleeping if they're taking it at night. So a little bit of magnesium in your dark chocolate. Okay, seaweeds. I tell people you can take a look at Eden Foods, and maybe there's arame and wakame and kombu and nori, all different kinds of dried seaweed. So what you do is you crumble that dried seaweed, put it in a little bit of water, let it rehydrate, mix it in with your other vegetables, mix it in with your salads. Absolutely supportive of magnesium status. Certainly collards, Swiss chard, broccoli, spinach, all of those foods do have magnesium in them. And I tell people you need to reach a balance with those foods, because if you have thyroid issues, then those foods potentially can be suppressive of thyroid function and lead to other problems. But on occasion, not every single day, have those foods, because that dark green actually makes an absolutely wonderful support to your magnesium status. Beans, have you been including a variety of different types of beans in your diet? It can be chickpeas, it can be black-eyed peas, black beans, navy beans, all manner of different beans, very beneficial for you. Whole grains. So what you want would be out of the realm of the grains that we are usually exposed to, like corn and wheat, and you want to move more toward the alkalizing grains like millet and quinoa. Using almonds, using filberts, using sesame seeds. Sesame seeds have a very make a very nice addition to many different types of foods that you may be preparing. When you mix in some sesame seeds with rice or millet or quinoa, you've created a whole protein. So the beneficial fatty acids in the sesame seeds, the alkalizing effect of the millet, and here you have two components in your diet that are supportive of your magnesium status. Lentils, all different kinds of lentils, the brown lentils, yellow lentils, red lentils, all of those, excellent, excellent support to your magnesium status. Avocado, we understand that the beneficial fatty acids that you're finding in avocados, the green color, the protein, all of the components make avocados an absolutely superior food choice. So how about your avocado and sliced on some greens? It could be romaine lettuce, it could be arugula, possibly even a little bit of dandelion greens, really good for your liver. And those slices of avocado and a little bit of tuna on top of that, or a little bit of salmon on top of that. What a highly nutritious lunch or dinner that might make. And you are going about focusing on supporting your magnesium status. Wheatgrass. Okay. I talk to people all the time because they tell me, oh, I get my wheatgrass every day, every couple of days. I use wheatgrass. I make it myself. I got this fabulous, fabulous wheatgrass juicer. Okay. how are you taking that wheatgrass? And they said, well, it's just a little ounce or two, and I do a shot, wheatgrass shot. Take a sip of your wheatgrass, hold it in your mouth. Let it mix with your saliva very slowly. Let it be swallowed. Then another sip, hold it in your mouth, mix with saliva. The wheatgrass actually is going to be absorbed very efficiently through the blood vessels in the mucous membranes of your mouth, and that direct delivery to your bloodstream, cleansing, detoxifying, and mineral support. Fabulous choice. Spirulina and chlorella, all kinds of choices at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center for enhancing intake of magnesium with something that has not only magnesium, but a wide variety of minerals and trace minerals, is very easily absorbed, provides not only nourishment, but detoxification. So easy to take those little pills, tiny little pills that you can swallow so easily, or so easy to add a spirulina chlorella mix to any of the drinks you might be taking. So hopefully, I have provided lots of information for our listeners so that they understand you absolutely must address magnesium status. I'm Janet Cimarelli. You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I will be at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center from 2 to 5 this afternoon, 754-307-1655, if you want to find us. Have a great day. We'll be back tomorrow at 10.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.